I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get to the lights, go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
White comes the other way on a break for Chicago. And then Iguodala steals the ball right back behind the back pass, leads Damian Lee right to the rim, and he scores. Oh, my goodness.
It was a two-bouncer.
Wow. Wow.
Careened along the top of the wood.
Play of the night for the Warriors on a night that had many plays to choose from, as what a difference 24 hours makes for the Golden State Warriors as they win in Chicago tonight. 138-96 is the final. We welcome you inside Warriors Wrap-Up here on 95.7 The Game. John Dickinson with you. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570 is the Warriors, who had lost 4 of 5, get a win. First win on this four-game trip. And right out of the gate, you realized very quickly that this was going to be a much different night than last night in Milwaukee. Why? Well, the Warriors came out shooting. They came out shooting from three-point range. And you know, Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, Otto Porter, all with three-pointers, bang, 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 right off the top. And at that point, you're thinking, okay, this is the kind of night where the Warriors may have an opportunity to hang in this game or win it, and then everything just took off from there. Zach LaVine left the game with a knee injury early on in this one, and it was just a much more aggressive Andrew Wiggins tonight for the Golden State Warriors. Jordan Poole was attacking and knocking down three-pointers for the Golden State Warriors, and I think for all of the concerns over the Warriors' offense, a lot of it really was, and we talked about it last night, just a team not making shots, just a team that's gone cold collectively and in large part without the superstar player being able to save the day as frequently as Stephen Curry has been able to do during the course of his career. But I thought the shooting early set the tone, and then the aggressiveness in terms of driving to the basket started to get rolling. I think then the defense off of that started to get rolling, and it just became the kind of game where with LaVine going out, the Bulls were going to have a hard time keeping up if the Warriors were going to play at that pace, and it winds up being one of the more complete victories for the Warriors in this season, a 42-point victory as the Warriors wound up with their biggest lead of the night at the end of the night. I mean, just complete and utter domination. They one-upped their poor performance from last night in terms of allowing 77 points in the first half. Well, tonight they chase that and they score 78 points. And just big-time performances from Andrew Wiggins, big-time performance with Jordan Poole getting back into the starting lineup. And then off the bench, Andre Iguodala, although he only played 10 minutes, it was a key 10 minutes in that first half where he was flying around making defensive plays, throwing that pass to Damian Lee on the fast break, and then an infusion from Jonathan Kuminga in probably Kuminga's best game of his career, as Kuminga was attacking and Kuminga was defending, and Kuminga was even knocking down the three-point shot. Warriors are going to be awfully tough to beat when they hit 19 three-pointers and do it at an efficient clip, and that's exactly what they did in this game. 19 for 42 as they shoot 45%, and everybody pitching in from distance in this one. And just one of the real impressive victories for the Warriors on this season as they begin the official second half after dropping the final two of the first half. So now 31-11 and 40 games to go for the Warriors, and now an opportunity to earn a split on this trip as they'll take on the Timberwolves on Sunday in Minneapolis. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. John Dickinson here on Warriors wrap up on 95.7 The Game. Again, I think that the shots opened up everything else, and it does beg the question, and look, you don't necessarily want to go too far down this path, but there was a part of me that was not surprised that on a night where Klay Thompson took the night off, because the Warriors have been working so hard to get him back in rhythm, and he's been working hard just to come back, and it's been such a lengthy rehab process, and Klay was taking a lot of shots in a short period of time, and I think Draymond not being around, along with Klay coming back and everybody being so happy that Klay is back, and all of the shots that he's taken to try and work himself back into a rhythm, to have tonight on the second of a back-to-back be the game that Klay doesn't play. Jordan Poole's able to go back into the slot that he had in the starting lineup alongside Stephen Curry for a good portion of this season up until recently. And Otto Porter was able to slide back into the starting lineup for Draymond Green. But more importantly, it opened up some shots for Andrew Wiggins. It opened up an opportunity for Andrew Wiggins to be aggressive. And so, in essence, tonight, while the Warriors surely are a better team for having Klay Thompson, and once they can have Klay Thompson get back into his normal role of playing, you know, close to 30 minutes at some point, once he starts shooting it better, it's definitely going to be a positive. But I think tonight was a night where you saw Klay sits out and Jordan Poole's much more comfortable back in the role that he's had for the most part this season. And I think Andrew Wiggins was much more comfortable being able to take shots, know he's going to get shots, and be aggressive as the catch and shoot guy where he's been, you know, so productive this year. So something to keep an eye on, not in that the Warriors are better off without Klay Thompson. I'm not saying that by any stretch, but how all of this gets sorted out by Steve Kerr once Klay Thompson is back in there on Sunday. How does Klay get the right amount of shots in the right spots to work his way back into rhythm? How does Wiggins still show the ability to be aggressive and attack even though Klay Thompson is out there with him? And how does Jordan Poole bottle some of how he played in the starting lineup and move that toward the bench type unit where he has the ability to dominate? So not for nothing, but something to just kind of keep an eye on, and something that did stick out. But a lot of this could be, hey, these guys were all making shots. They clearly wanted to come out and make a statement against a team that had the best record in the Eastern Conference, and clearly wanted to come out and make a statement after being embarrassed last night in Milwaukee, that they could get back to their winning ways and get back to, you know, really adding another win in the long list of quality wins. You know, we were talking last night after the game and the Warriors lose, and the conversation, of course, is going to shift to, you know, what's wrong with the Warriors, and they need to get a win. And I think the fan base is used to this team even this season, because they've set the bar so high. When they don't win, even against a top flight team, even against a defending champion type of a squad, there can be a little bit of maybe you get a little overly concerned because the team has set the bar so high. And so I think, you know, for them to bounce back, the reality is there's been more games like tonight when you look at this season as a whole, where others have stepped up when certain players have been out and they've gone on the road and they've had a real buttoned up and efficient two-way performances, and they've won games like the game back in November in Brooklyn, and they've won games like the game on Christmas in Phoenix or on New Year's night against the Utah Jazz. And now you add tonight to that list, and even shorthanded in some of these games, the opening night game against the Lakers, I think, would go into that category. And so that's why tonight is essentially why, on a night like last night, I'm buying what Steve Kerr is selling when Steve Kerr is saying that he's not concerned at all. And I'm echoing those sentiments and just with an understanding that the Warriors are probably going to have to play their way through any of their struggles. And there's enough talented offensive pieces to where if they are cold individually and collectively, they're not all going to be cold for long enough to where this team is going to have a long losing streak, even if they're going up against some of the better teams in the league. And I think tonight you saw that ring true, where they come out, they're making shots, ball starts up. I think the early makes gave the Warriors some life, gave the Warriors some energy, gave the Warriors a belief that they could hang in this game and that tonight was going to be a very much different night than last night in Milwaukee or the game against Memphis or any of these other games really in the last 20, where there have been some nights where they just didn't have it offensively and then they're able to allow teams to hang in games. Maybe they don't have enough to finish down the stretch. But when this team's cooking the way that they are offensively with the defense as quality as it typically is, it almost doesn't matter who they play on those nights. And this prime example of that one more time is the Warriors put the thumping on the Chicago Bulls to improve to 31-11. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Warriors wrap up here on 95.7 The Game with John Dickinson. Let's go ahead and hear from the head coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr, following this one. Lengthy post-game session with Steve Kerr talking about the hot start, all of the shooting, and a lot of questions in this one about Jonathan Kuminga as he had his best game of his young career. Here's the head coach of the Dubs, Steve Kerr.
The obvious question, I guess, especially offensively, what was so much different tonight than last night? What got you guys going?
Well, that orange ball that we play with, it went into the orange ring. And it stayed in and it went through the net that's hanging from that orange ring. So that's what happened. We took care of the ball too. I mean, right away, we were locked in. We didn't make mistakes turning it over, which didn't allow them to get out in transition. So even though they were making shots early, we weren't giving up easy stuff, and we had control of the game. Because we were executing offensively and knocking down shots.
Best night.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, he's had some good nights. You know, the Christmas Day game was great. But this was his best overall game. He showed the whole package in terms of his passing, his defense, knocked down a couple threes, and obviously just an explosive athlete, and really, really had a great night.
It obviously won't be like this for him every night, but are you searching for like a breakthrough moment with him where he can, if he suddenly can become part of the nightly equation?
I think we're in the early stages of his development, and we're just trying to help him through that process. When you're a young guy like JK, and you're brand new to the league, there's so much to absorb and so much that you don't know. And we're just trying to help him learn all that and not overwhelm him, but also push him and prod him when we don't feel he's pushing himself. It's a little bit of a delicate balance, but we're trying, to make it all make sense with, Santa Cruz here, off day, 3-on-3, work in the weight room, extra shots. He's learning what this is all about. And So he's obviously making strides, and a night like this validates that.
Steve, from a team psyche standpoint, just how good did it feel to get this kind of a lopsided win?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we kind of needed it after losing four of the last five, and last night's blowout. You know, we came out pretty determined, and obviously they were behind the eight ball almost immediately when Zach got injured. I mean, that changed everything with Caruso out already. Them missing both Zach and Caruso, that's a huge part of their team. And with us, you know, really clicking and knocking down shots, we were able to take control.
I was going to ask you this pregame, and then I thought, nah, it's not going to apply. But what's the psychology of playing from a huge hole or with a big lead in the second half of a blowout game like this?
The psychology last night was we have to account well for ourselves. We have to show in the second half what we're about, which is we're going to compete, and who knows what's going to happen, but we're going to compete. We're going to stay with it. And it obviously didn't matter in terms of the win and the loss, but we won the second half last night by 20 points. And you might say, well, that who cares? You were down by, you know, 72 at halftime or whatever it was, but that mattered, you know? And I think that the way we played in the second half, the way our guys kept fighting, set a good tone coming into tonight's game. And so you just want your team to keep fighting and executing when you're down like that. And then when you're up, you don't want to let your guard down. You know, the biggest thing when you have a big lead is to take care of the ball and to take care of the little things. You just don't want to, you know, turn the ball over and give up offensive rebounds and foul. You just want to stay solid.
Is it a little victory when you prompt that other team that had the big lead to bring starters back?
Said that to Mike Budenholzer last night. We were both standing near half court, and he put Giannis back in around the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter. I think they were up 21. I said, you can't put him back in. I said, we've already, you know, sat all of our guys. And I think he said, you guys keep making all these threes, you know. I said, well, this is our one victory of the night. You know, we made you put Giannis back in. And so we, you know, we had a good chuckle over that, but it's you just want to keep competing. That's the biggest thing. So I liked the way our guys responded last night. It's humiliating, you know, to feel that. They responded well. And, you know, tonight, Billy probably had to give the same speech I gave last night. It's, you know, 24-hour difference, and who the hell knows why this stuff happens. It makes no sense, but you try to control what you can control.
Maybe this is a different way of asking the same question Anthony asked, but when you talk about Kuminga, it's so easy to talk about his future, right? He's 18, so explosive, as you say. But how much does a night like tonight show that he can be a factor in the present, I mean, the rest of this season, and help you guys win?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that he can help us win. But we also know that progress isn't linear as a young player. You know, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. And so your main thing you're trying to get across is it's the process. You know, Steph said something last night that I thought was so important. You know, he was asked about his shooting struggles. He says, I don't focus on results. I focus on the process. And it's the same for a team. You know, as a coach, you have to focus on the process. And as long as our process is good, and our guys are competing, and we keep pushing forward, then you're able to weather the storm. So for JK, we're trying to teach him about the process and how important every single day is. Every time we play him in Santa Cruz, every practice, every 3-on-3. It's all important. And the great thing for JK is he's got these incredible mentors with Andre and Draymond and Steph and Otto and all these guys who have been through it, and they're all really trying to help him out. We all want the same thing for JK. And he's, you know, he's a young guy, so it's going to be up and down. But this is a great night for him. I'm really happy for him.
Without too much into the X's and O's, what allowed him? Was he looking to attack more? What allowed him to sort of get in that groove today? It looked like he was trying to drive more than settle for.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that we've really been emphasizing is running the floor hard, using his gifts. You know, both ways, like sprint the floor hard every time. You know, when I was in Phoenix as GM, we had Sean Marion, who was, one of the best athletes in the league. And every night he would just run the floor hard. And he wasn't the greatest three-point shooter. He wasn't the greatest passer. He wasn't the greatest ball handler. But he was an all-star because he just played hard. And he, you know, by running the floor, all kinds of good stuff would happen. And that's the first step for JK, is to understand his gifts are so unique athletically. They jump out even in an NBA game. You guys see it. I mean, it's sort of stunning when he explodes to the rim. So taking advantage of those gifts now allows him to build a foundation. And then, you know, as he goes, his shooting will improve. His understanding of the game will improve. Overall skill level will improve. But what I liked about the last two nights is it's the hardest I've seen him run the floor on consecutive nights.
Wiggins have been really quiet the last few games with Clay back in the lineup. They're aggressive tonight, scored a bunch early. How do you kind of fuse that together? You know, have them play that style even when Clay's out there getting a bunch of shots?
You know, they just have to stay aggressive. That's all. There's nothing, that we're doing differently. It's a little different for Jordan, you know, coming off the bench rather than starting. But we just want both guys to be super aggressive. The ball went in for both of them early in the game. That helped them build some momentum, and they both had great nights. Some nights the ball doesn't go in, and you just have to stay aggressive and keep attacking, and that's the only thing we're emphasizing.
One more Kuminga question. What are those passes? He made a couple passes
today. Yeah.
Led to wide open layups. I mean, what does that say about his progress, his development?
It's been in there. I remember watching him last year in the G League for the Ignite when we played them, when our Warriors team played them. And that was the thing I was most impressed with. He made a couple of passes that were really impressive. So that's in there for him. He sees the floor pretty well. And that's exciting because at that size, you know, you start to – you know, get a good feel for the game and draw two because of your athleticism and your strength, your ability to score. You can see over the top of the defense and find people. That's powerful. So it's been in there, and it's something that he continues to work on.
And I think the big question becomes, can Jonathan Kuminga help this Warriors team this season? It's pretty clear that he's going to be a factor at some point here in the near future. The talent is undeniable. The athleticism, the passing ability, there's an aggressive nature to him. He's confident, and he plays extremely confidently. So I think when you look at Jonathan Kuminga, the future is very, very bright. The intriguing part is, can he become a factor for this Warriors team more and more, and how would that look if he was going to become a factor for this Warriors team this season? In essence, whose minutes is he taking as somebody that's been playing more of a 3-4 role than a big role? I thought earlier maybe he could see some big minutes, almost as a small ball center type of an option, and I think there were a couple of games where the Warriors almost used him in that vein, but as time has gone on and the more that he's played, really beginning I think with that Toronto game where he was able to clear the deck when the Warriors didn't send everybody up north of the border, and he could basically play the three and the 3-4 and be a wing and drive and fly around, but he had it all working, the drives, the defense, the passing, the just, you know, playing with a reckless abandon but under control. I mean, there's an explosiveness, I think, to Jonathan Kuminga that makes him really, really intriguing here moving forward. 888-957-9570. Let's get Fillmore Mike on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, JD? I love how and you do a great job, bro, like for real, for real. I love how the Warriors compete Like, that's one thing I like about the Warriors. You got to realize 82-game season, you're going to have games like that. But the one thing about the Warriors, they always compete. There's an inner pride in them that don't allow them just to lay down. Kuminga, JD, you see it. We all see it. He's going to be a beast, bro. And the thing I love about him is that this is the thing I really love about Kuminga. You can literally – he's so young and raw that you almost see his growth spurts each time he plays the game. Like, you see him do something a little bit more efficiently, a little bit more better. You know what I mean? Like, each game. Like, he had a play tonight. He fouled DeRozan. Next time he came up, he didn't foul DeRozan. That says a lot, man. And I think – I'm sorry, JD, to cut you off. And I think it's his upbringing. You know, he came up out of Africa. You feel me? Wakanda forever. It ain't a lot of opportunity out there, so I think he really see it, and he try to seize his opportunity. Last thing, JD, I know I talk a lot. Our offense is based on us hitting open shots. You feel me? If we, like, the last couple of games, we've been missing wide, even Curry, wide open threes and shots. We will not win the championship like that. We got to get back to hitting the open shots, not just taking them. Like Don Nelson said, you got to make them. Steve Kerr's temperament is second to none. I don't think he gets enough credit, bro. His temperament and his wisdom is second to none. I love it. JD, keep doing you. Stay black.
Appreciate it, Mike. Fillmore Mike checking in. 888-957-9570. A couple of quick things here quickly. The Warriors were embarrassed last night as far as the competitive spirit and all of that goes. They were flat out embarrassed last night. They got it put on them by the Bucks. They were down 77-38 at halftime. It didn't matter who the Warriors were playing tonight. They were not going to get embarrassed. Second part, shot making. So much is different for this Warriors team when they make shots. And you know, tonight was the kind of night where, sure, the defense was there. The Bulls were having a difficult time realizing they'd be able to keep up and all of that. But if they had to win 130-125 tonight, they would have won 130-125 tonight. Why? Because they made 19 three-pointers, and everything was flowing and everything was cooking. I think that brought everything else along for the ride tonight. You know, and they needed it. But when you have as many talented shooters, it's always only a matter of time. And I'm with you, Mike, on Kuminga. I mean, you can see the improvements almost play to play, in addition to game to game, and it's just tantalizing. It really is. And I know he's still got a ways to go, and I know they're going to be playing him in the G League and mixing and matching his time with the Warriors. But I mean, tonight, the better part of his night, the most important part of his night, was in the first half, when the Warriors were putting the blowout on the Bulls and expanding the lead and building the lead. You know, the second half was fun, and everybody enjoyed watching it. It was must-watch, right, to see what he was going to do in the second half, getting some more lengthy run. But the first half was the most important part, because everything fit in the context of going out and trying to win a game against a team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, and you're in the rotation, and you have to play well and not make some of the young mistakes that can get you pulled out or get you where you're not playing that second shift in the second half. And he fit right into that tonight. So that's the most impressive part, is this was – he did it tonight, not in Toronto. Hey, you're the only dude playing. Go get yours. This was everybody else, except for Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, obviously, but the main rotation pieces that were healthy and available were playing, and he was able to fit his game in. Let's sneak in Eric and Milbrae here before the top of the hour. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, what's going on? Kuminga, man, good problem to have for Kerr. He's showing, as he steadily gets better and getting these valuable minutes, especially in these type of games where it's blowouts. I think possibly the odd man out is probably Bielitsa, because I'm looking at the rotation. Whose minutes is he really going to cut? Not Wiggins, not Porter. And I'm looking at Iggy. But I think with Kerr is, if he continues to produce, you're going to have to find some minutes in terms of playoff rotations. He'll probably get some valuable maybe minutes and maybe garbage time. I don't know how much Kerr is going to trust an 18-year-old rookie in those type of spot situations. But this is a great problem to have. I thought a lot of us thought Kuminga would be in the G League a majority of the season, and he's already shown, hey, this guy is finding a spot in the rotation, and he's producing. So Kerr is going to go with his gut feeling, in my mind, and find minutes for this guy. And maybe he cuts into guys like J.K.'s minutes, but I think these regular season games, it's going to be valuable to him, and then we'll see in terms of the rotation, but it's going to be cut down to like 7-8 guys. So I don't know how much he's going to play then, but this is great. Going to the next season, he's going to be a seasoned player to come. But big time win for the Warriors tonight, especially coming off that loss to the Bucks, getting really hammered like they did, to go into the top-seeded Bulls. They're probably not the best team in the East, but record-wise they are. And to come out and really take it to them without Draymond and Klay tonight, really impressive. And then you got the game in Minnesota, which is a game you probably should win, and then a seven-game homestand. So I think the Warriors are going to get back rolling here. And then you got the Nets at the end of that. So that's going to be up with KD's return back to the Bay. So impressive win tonight. I got to give them credit because I didn't know if they could win because of the slump they were in, but they really took it to them. But, man, hats off to Kuminga, man. This guy is better than I thought he was. So I'm loving what they're getting. They got a steal in him.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570. We'll come back. We'll hear from Jonathan Kuminga. We'll hear from Jordan Poole. We will hear from Stephen Curry as well. Your phone calls, 888-957-9570. John Dickinson, Warriors wrap up on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
This. Now a steal by Porter on the inbounds to Curry. Curry from 30. Got it! Knocked it down.
They've got 78.
78 to 47 with 28 seconds to go.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors get the win. 138 to 96. Big night for Jonathan Kuminga, big night for Andrew Wiggins, big night for Jordan Poole, and the Warriors make quick work tonight of the Chicago Bulls, team with the best record in the East, as they improve now to 31-11 as the Warriors stop their two-game losing skid, and they had lost 4 out of 5 before getting the win in this ball game tonight. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Let's go ahead and hear from Jonathan Kuminga. Big night for him. I think you could make the case it was a career night for Jonathan Kuminga. As you look at the line for him, 25 points in 26 minutes. He was the leading scorer for the Warriors tonight. 10 of 12 shooting. Knocked down a couple of threes. Hit 3 of his 4 free throws, had 3 boards, 3 assists, 3 blocks, had a steal. He was a plus 22, so a big, big night for the rookie. And here's what he said about it all after the game.
What aspect of your game tonight did you like the most?
I would say just being alert on defense, playing as hard as I can. I think that was the biggest thing.
He was just in here mentioning how that's kind of the number one thing they're telling you is just run the floor. I guess, how much in your career have you had to tell yourself to just, you know, kind of sprint the floor as much as possible?
I would say it's my first time in my career to really, like, think about how much I got to run for me to get easy bucket. And I spoke to coach. We sat down, watched a couple of films, and I think running gonna help me to just get the easy bucket.
When you watched the film, did you see areas where you didn't run? Where if you did, you would have gotten something?
Yeah, I got a couple areas where I didn't really run, and I think I can do better than that. And I'm still learning and just trying to correct every mistake I leave on the floor.
What's this year been like for you to be up here and to spend some time in Santa Cruz? I mean, you know, it's easy to focus on the future, right, at your age, but I mean, how restless are you to contribute now the way you did tonight?
I'll say it's a lot, but it's a lot of learning this lesson. I feel like I'm getting better. It's a good thing that I'm going back out there, getting more comfortable coming out here, get a couple of minutes that I get and help the team win.
Passing tonight late, I think you have maybe 3 assists. How much are you, I guess, midway through your rookie year, are you seeing the floor? Are you seeing stuff a little bit better?
I think that's been my biggest thing. I always try to be the all-around player. Always trying to involve everybody in a game because you're never going to play by yourself. You got 4 other people on the floor that's playing with you, that helping you do other things. So I think that been something that I had since a minute ago. I'm just trying to show what I got. And I'm not going to show all of it because I'm still a rookie. I'm still learning. But by the time, it's going to come.
On some sort of fundamental level, how much fun was tonight to play that much and to play that well? I mean, because you haven't had many games where you played that often.
It felt good, especially coming off a loss last night to a win today. That felt a lot of good. It's just a good thing. Everybody's happy. We just got locked in and go finish the job and go back home.
If your team is losing big, that's an opportunity for bench guys to play. And if your team is winning big, that's an opportunity for bench guys to play. How are these type of games the last 2 days different from when it's a tight game where maybe any mistake or misstep might swing things as opposed to playing through things these last 2 games?
I spoke to coach every time, especially as a rookie. On a good team like our team, you never know when you're going to play. So anytime you get on the floor, just give all you got. Even if we're losing, we're winning. You never know, you're the one who's going to come in and help the guys to win or something. But you got to do all you got. You got to give all you got and help the team win.
One last question, if I can. Steve has talked a couple times about all the mentors you have, right? All the older players who can teach you. Is there any one particular, Andre, Draymond, whoever, who's kind of had the biggest influence on you?
Everybody on the team does. From Moody to Andre, everybody does. Because they're my teammate. They want to see me happy. They want to see my growth. They want to see me make it. So whoever sees something going on or trying to just got something to tell me that's going to help me in the future or just in the present, they always come up to me and tell me. So pretty much everybody being the big influence.
Hey, JK, you dropped 25 tonight in the victory at Chicago. This is an actual site where your coach, Steve Kerr, won championships with Michael Jordan, and you want to win championships with Golden State. But just talk about how special it was to play well and be in Chicago.
It is special to me because, you know, I watch a lot of Michael Jordan highlights. Actually, it's my first time playing this gym, so it really means a lot. First, I think early on in the day before the game, I asked coach how many rings they won over here, if this was the same arena they're playing. So it just means a lot for me to come back here and play and do good and help the team win.
So Jonathan Kuminga there, podium game night for Jonathan Kuminga, I'll say. If you're going to end up leading this Warriors team at scoring 25 points on 10 to 12, it's definitely going to be a podium game for him. And, yeah, how about that? Trying to get a little info on the Bulls dynasty that Steve Kerr was a part of, at least the second half of that Bulls dynasty. And, yeah, they were playing right there in United Center where they played tonight. And the Warriors got the big win, 138 to 96. 888-957-9570. there's another part of Jonathan Kuminga's game that I've noticed, and I do want to give credit where credit is due as far as just circling around through Twitter. And Tim Kawakami, The Athletic, had pointed this out in one of his tweets this evening, and it's something that I jotted down. He made the point, Kuminga played well in Phoenix, big stage kind of a game. Tonight, another big stage kind of a game, bright lights kind of a game. And I think that is one of the more impressive things, that Kuminga doesn't seem afraid. And if anything, he seems to get a little extra juice and be able to perform even better in some of the bigger games. And look, the Warriors are going to be playing in nothing but big games. I mean, this is a bright lights team, and they're going to be right back on the main stage once the playoffs begin in April. And they haven't been on that stage as frequently due to some of the injuries and obviously the fact that they haven't been at the top of the league these last couple of years in terms of contending for a championship. But I think having just another player that seems to fit the bright lights mold of things is important. And I think that's a skill. I think that is, like, some guys play better in those instances. And it looks like Kuminga is unafraid in those moments. And, you know, Jordan Poole was somebody, frankly, last year when he got into some big games down the stretch and the play-in games, he looked unafraid of the moment to take and even make big shots. And that's going to be one of the key question marks. Not that Kuminga's going to be playing all these minutes in playoff games necessarily, because I still don't think that is going to be the case, but it's a matter of who have you got that, you know, when you go up and down this roster, there's a lot of new players for the Warriors that haven't been in a lot of these truly big moments. We know what Steph and Klay and Draymond are going to do in the big moments. We know what Iguodala's going to do in the big moments. What is Andrew Wiggins in the big, and I mean the big moments of game six of a first-round series, or a tied conference semifinal series in game five, or a conference finals or a finals. Like, how is, we don't know how Andrew Wiggins is going to play in those moments. We don't know how Otto Porter's going to fare. We don't know how Damian Lee's going to fare. We don't know how Gary Payton II is going to fare. Although, if you look at the regular season version of big games, I think there's some optimism that a couple of those guys could actually, you know, be bright lights, big time money performers. Point I'm getting at, the Warriors are going to need a bunch of those role players to be unaffected by those big moments if this team is ultimately going to get to the goal of getting back to another NBA Finals or winning an NBA championship. I think so far so good, though, with Jonathan Kuminga. And he has an ability, a knack, to energize everybody else around him. He kind of gets everybody hyped in the building, I think, because of his talents and his athleticism and his raw ability that's on display. So it's infectious. And I think it's a very, very good sign that he seemed unaffected by some of these bigger moments, whether it's that game on Christmas where he played very well, or a game like tonight where you're going in after you just got thumped and you're playing significant minutes against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference. All right, couple more pieces of sound here. Bounce back game for Jordan Poole. He goes back into the starting lineup. Interested to see what Jordan Poole had to say about that specifically, going back in the starting lineup and the adjustment as everybody, he and Wiggins and others, get used to Klay Thompson being back in with Poole shifting to the bench. But he wasn't coming off the bench tonight, and he was a team-high plus 38 in this one for the Warriors as they win by 42. Here's Jordan Poole from Chicago.
What was different in your mind to get you guys going so quickly tonight as opposed to last night?
We got off to a good start, quick start. We were able to get a couple of good looks early. Able to get a lot of stops. I think in the first half we had only two turnovers, and it was a big difference tonight.
What got you going personally early on?
I don't know, just play my game, I guess.
I mean, it's not like you haven't come off the bench and started before, but what, you know, as you guys are rearranging everything with Klay back, what has been the difference for you in the games Klay is playing as opposed to tonight, where it's more the familiar role on this team?
You might have to ask that in a different way. I don't really know what you're looking for.
Just what has, like, you know, you were aggressive tonight right off the bat. He scored runs. He's been kind of quiet the last few games with Clay back. How do you kind of, you know, use that mindset you had tonight when Clay is playing games?
I think we're still trying to figure it out. This is different. I wouldn't say it's difficult, but it's a change, and I think we all were expecting it. We just got to figure it out. We're a really good team, and we know that. Clay is a really, really good player, so just acclimating him back into the way we play. You know, he's been out for 2 years, a little bit of a different team than he had when he left, so just trying to put all the pieces together.
Yeah, how badly did the team need this, just given the rut that you guys have been in for the last couple of days?
I mean, it was a big win. Really good team, obviously. We were just able to come out, execute early, and any win on the road is a big win and a huge win. And we were able to get it done against a really, really good team in the East. So credit to our guys, credit to the coaching staff. We were able to pull out a good win and get a bounce back win today.
What about Kuminga's game impresses you the most?
Today he was patient. He was patient today. He took his time. He took the shots that he normally takes, and he was dominant. 25 points, I think, in 25 minutes. I'm proud of him. Proud of him. Make sure that he continues to keep going like this. Continue to keep going in the right trajectory, and we're gonna lead him in the right way.
What's your reaction when you see those dunks?
I asked him. I normally ask him 1 out of 10, 10 being like 100% perfect jump. You know, 1 being not good jump at all. On some of his dunks, how does he feel? And all of his dunks, he said he hasn't even been close to it. So keep your eyes out. As soon as he said he got a 10, I'm going to tell you.
Is it as striking to you as it is to us? I mean, we were sitting sort of courtside tonight, and just to watch the way he moves and how smooth and effortless it looks. It looks, I mean, you guys are all great athletes, but it looks different with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it feel like that to you too?
I'm looking at it just how you are. I mean, he's extremely athletic, physically gifted. He's just a physical specimen. I think Draymond said it best. He just has some things that a lot of us don't have. Being able to witness that and see it at such a young age is definitely remarkable. So credit to him for sure.
When people talk about his skills and the athleticism like you just did, it's often the future, right? He's 18. But, I mean, if tonight's show, it seems like he can help you guys right now. Mm-hmm. Can he? Do you?
Yeah, we have a lot of vets. And he's in a really good situation where he's able to learn very quickly, and he's getting the right knowledge, and he's getting the right teaching. So, like I said, we're just trying to bring him along as best we can. We obviously know he's in a unique situation day by day for sure.
They've been on him about sprinting the floor, and he did it tonight. Yeah. Can you feel that? Like when, you know, the type of athlete he is, but when he's really using it?
It's another threat. Same thing with Wiggs. You know, those guys who are extremely athletic, extremely fast, who very rarely get contested at the rim. You know, we try to get those guys easy buckets. And being able to get JK a couple of easy ones, whether it's in transition, whether it's off a roll, whether it's off of a backdoor cut, not have them work so hard to get them going, and paid off tonight.
All right, so Jordan Poole there. Jonathan Kuminga hasn't had a 10 yet in terms of his liftoff and his dunk. Man, if he hadn't had a 10 yet, as Jordan Poole said, look out for when the 10 does come down. But also, interesting answer with respect to what's going on as far as the adjustment period and trying to get Klay Thompson back into the fold and how it's impacting others. As Poole said, not necessarily sure it's difficult, but it's certainly different. So, you know, where that leaves the Warriors moving forward, I think that is a key, because, you know, tonight is the kind of night where that becomes something, right? It's, you know, Klay comes back and he's just jacking up a lot of shots and whatever. He doesn't have to, you know, stand down necessarily. He's trying to work his way back into a rhythm. I think the Warriors have been a little out of sorts because Draymond hasn't been playing, but tonight he takes the seat and everything flows a little bit better again. And Wiggins is able to get comfortable early and make shots. And Jordan Poole goes back into the starting lineup. And I think they're going to figure it out. And we had a texter that pointed this out, the Comcast Business text line. It's obvious they don't know how to play with Klay yet. You know, bumps in the road are going to happen until that gets cleaned up a little bit. But I know Whitey Gleason's going to join me coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get into Kolsky and company and take you all the way to 10 o'clock. I mean, Whitey had joked these last couple of games that Clay's just got to not shoot as much. Like, he's just really coming down and casting off, and they're good shots for him, but also maybe shots that could be going in the hands of some other Warriors players. So I think that's interesting. And what the adjustment will be. I think it also helps when Klay Thompson starts to make shots that we're all used to seeing him make, and that hadn't been the case to this point. When you look at Klay Thompson's overall numbers and the 3-for-11 in the game last night, and before that, he's in Memphis, and Klay Thompson's a 5-for-13, and then that first game, he started off cold and finished cold, but had a little bit of a hot stretch in the middle of the game, but still you add that one up, and it's 6-for-13, and we're all used to Klay being a little bit more efficient more regularly, to where when he does have some of those heat checks or some of those extra shots, it's not really impacting things at as big a negative. So 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. A couple of quick notes here, and we'll call it a night as far as the Warriors wrap-up portion of the proceedings goes. We'll bring in Whitey Gleason at the bottom of the hour. We'll keep the Warriors conversation going. We'll get Whitey's take on everything tonight. We'll also hear from Stephen Curry coming up as well in that 8:30 to 9 block. And we can get into some 49ers chatter as well as we inch closer to the wild card weekend, the super wild card weekend. And I know Warrior or 49er fans, Warrior fans, everybody is pretty fired up for what's coming up in Dallas on Sunday afternoon. But the Warriors do snap a four-game road losing streak tonight as they win the first game of this trip to improve to 1-2. The 10th straight game, the Warriors are victorious over the Bulls, including 5 consecutive games on the road. They've swept the season series for 5 straight seasons. Warriors also now 4-3 in the second of a back-to-back this season, and a season-high 138 points, 78 first-half points, highest scoring half of the season for the Warriors. And a little bit of odd trivia-esque note tonight for the Warriors: the second team ever to lead by 30 or more at halftime following a game that they trailed by 30 or more at the half. Second time ever, the Denver Nuggets, going back just about 32 years ago, according to Elias, were the other. So a random note, but worth passing along here. The one of two teams in NBA history to be trailing at the half by 30 one night, and then in the next ball game lead by 30 or more the next game. And so, yeah, quick turnaround for the Warriors in a positive fashion. And the Warriors also a bunch of 20-point scores for the Dubs tonight, 3 of them. In fact, when you look at Kuminga leading the way, Andrew Wiggins, and Jordan Poole, and this was the third time this season that the Warriors had 3 20-point scorers. When they do that, they are unbeaten. All right, that'll do it for Warriors wrap-up. Warriors get the win over the Bulls. We'll bring in Whitey Gleason. We'll get to Kolsky and company and take you all the way till 10 o'clock right here on your home for Warriors basketball, 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.